Communications, there are none. Brings us to assembly discussion items. That is 19-119, special meeting of fiscal year 2020 budget presentation and discussion. The action itself, Manager Giesbrecht and Director Tao request to schedule a special meeting to go over the proposed 2020 budget during the week of April 15th through the 19th, 2019. First reading of the 2020 budget ordinance will take place at the May 6th assembly meeting. Since the discussion item, Steve, I'm going to pass that right to you since you wanted to speak to it. Please proceed, sir.
Thank you. What we'd like to do is, like we've done in the past, where we will deliver the budget to the assembly, and Finance Director Tao will do a presentation, and we'll try to do actually all of it in one fell swoop, so general fund and enterprise funds, answer questions to the assembly, try to, you know, get it close enough and get ideas from the assembly on what changes you want us to make before we go into the first reading on May 6th. We have a very tight timeline. It takes three readings to pass the budget, and then we have to set a tax rate, and that has to be all done before the middle of June. So not a lot of wiggle room. I want to add this in. I fully expect that we will know very little from the state on what their budget's going to look like. So it's going to be kind of a status quo type budget, and unless we hear something in the meantime about what the state's going to do. I hate to say this because it sounds scary, but I think we'll probably likely have to come back in the fall after the assembly is, or excuse me, after the state has finally decided on a budget and everybody gets back from fishing and being out of town, and may very likely have to come back and redo the budget process to take into account changes that the state has done. Again, we don't know that. We don't know what will happen, but we're kind of at least mentally preparing for that.
No, I think that's I'd rather not agree with you there in terms of having to come back in the fall, but the way the state is looking right now, I think would be a flawed expectation to have clarity by the first week in June. We very well may, but I'm not going to be holding my breath. So with that, though,
a date for that week
would
be great.
Anybody have an objection to meeting that week? Let's do the musical chairs on days here, everyone.
We have a 6 p.m. assembly meeting on the 15th, first of all.
So there's that. I'm open to suggestions from the assembly here. Someone feel free to speak up.
The 15th of April?
Yeah, somewhere between the 15th and the 19th, Taylor.
Okay, that should work for me, I hope.
Roger. Member Mulhuter.
Mr. Mayor, thank you. This is a directive for the manager. Steve, how long do you think this meeting should last?
4 hours.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say then that shoots down the an hour before the assembly meeting. So, okay.
Director Tao is usually about an hour or 45 minutes to an hour in her presentation, if I remember correctly from last time.
But twice, because in the past we've done it separately at times, and sometimes we've done it together. So a lot just depends on the questions the assembly has. It could be a couple hours, or it could be, if you want to get into line items on the budget, it could take a lot longer.
So in other words, probably not before the meeting, Kurt.
Yeah, not before the meeting. Yeah.
Sorry.
No,
you're good.
I wasn't being sarcastic.
Yeah, no. Thank you.
All right, I'll throw one out there and just see if it works for people. Like, what would like 6 p.m. on the 17th look like? An evening meeting, 6 p.m. the 17th? Sorry to staff on that one, because I know it's an evening, but it's more likely time we can get us all together.
That's a Wednesday?
Yes, sir. Okay. I'm just throwing that out there. Members Mucci or Norheim, 2 cents either direction on a special meeting for the Wednesday the 17th at 6 p.m. in the assembly chambers?
My schedule's basically as soon as we're done with this herring thing in Sitka, I'm going to go long lining. Should only take maybe a week at most. So really it depends on when this is done. I would hope it would be done by then, but I can't really say.
Yeah, you bet. Keep us posted on that one. Jeff, how does it work for your world? We've got four of us right now, but the more the merrier.
Sure. You know, schedule it when you want. If I'm there, I will definitely participate. We usually do herring work until the middle of May. But, you know, I do have a question about this whole process. So if we're going to have this meeting on the 17th, so are we, during this meeting, are we looking for suggestions on additions or subtractions in city services? Or are we going to wait until we see what the governor does to us? Or when is the opportunity to look at cuts to city government and or additions to city government?
Right on, Jeff. I'll answer that. I'm going to pass it to the manager, too. And, Steve, the way I understand it is, yes, that meeting is a time for that, if I'm correct.
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
Okay. If Jody and I can deliver a balanced budget to the Assembly, one of the things that will be included in her presentation is how we balanced it. What did we do to get it? If we can't, then clearly a lot more cuts become into the equation at that meeting. That does not mean, even if we give it to you balanced, that the Assembly cannot say, hey, this is the time we would like to talk about cutting this, changing this, adding something. So that's why I, you know, only half sarcastically said 4 hours, because this is going to be our best opportunity, or the Assembly's best opportunity, to identify places they'd like us to change in the budget and have that discussion and have a vote to tell us to go change that, and to give Jody and myself and the other department heads a chance to make sure that we can do whatever comes up, get the budget changed, and get it ready for the first reading on May 6th. So,
that answer your question, Jeff?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You know, I have prepared a list of things I'd like to see reduced and added. Should I just go ahead and resubmit that? Or should I wait? I mean, I think we all know what my list has been, and for me, sometimes it gets lost in the weeds. We come up with a balanced budget, and you know, I'm all for streamlining the borough government. And if there's things that we could possibly do to make that happen, or you know, I've been trying to get an EMS coordinator, firefighter, to help out at the fire hall. I just want to know when to do that. Is sooner? I don't want to wait till the meeting on the 17th to do it. I'd like to get it ahead of time so Steve and the Assembly can kind of, and the community can see what, you know, some of my thoughts were.
Well, if I'm understanding the process correctly, Member Mucci, you can send that to all of us whenever you're ready, and then the time for formal action will be at that meeting on the 17th. Sound good?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Member Lynn.
Yeah, question for you. So
yes,
will that be an actually Assembly meeting, or is it going to be a work session?
We're actually going to do this as a special meeting so that the Assembly can actually vote on any changes made that night. That way, mm-hmm, there's nothing left for chance.
Besides three readings of the budget, of course.
Which, again, the Assembly can choose to change it again at each of those three meetings. It just starts getting progressively harder for us to get the changes done and get the calculation done that we need to do to set tax rates and get that published. So, again, we'll do it as a special meeting so the Assembly can actually vote on items.
Yeah, but Bob, go ahead.
The second question on that, is your assumption then, yours and the finance director's assumption, that we will come in with the same budget as we had essentially we had last year, or are you going to make an estimate of what we can expect? How do you plan to approach it?
I'm not going to try to assume I know what the state's going to do. I'll give you an example. One of the things that the governor's budget has listed was to stop reimbursement on the school deferred maintenance bonds. So that's roughly $466,000 a year, 1.7 mils that would go directly to the taxpayers. We will not make that assumption unless the governor's budget is signed by then, because then we would be charging taxes and then have to turn around and find a way to either refund or do something different if, in fact, the budget didn't get approved that way. So we'll go into that with some certain assumptions that are identical to what we dealt with this year. There are some things that will have to change because wages go up a little bit, health insurance likely will go up, insurance rates will go up for property. I mean, certain things will rise, and we'll have to adjust that through either cuts or tax increases. I've kind of heard directly from Assembly members they would prefer not tax increases. So we may have to make adjustments to the budget to get it balanced to deliver it to you on that day. I will not, at least at this point, we are not going to take into account the governor's proposal unless it's signed into law.
As part of that question, that deferred maintenance that would come back, if the governor chooses to send that back to us, it wouldn't matter. We'd still have to go out and for a special election to collect the tax.
No, actually, on the deferred maintenance bonds, when those bonds were originally voted on by the public, that gives the assembly the right to, they go immediately to the taxpayers in service area one. No vote, since the vote's already been held. So if the governor, if the state changes their mind and no longer reimburses us for that, those school bonds, that will go on the tax bill under the debt service section.
Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead, Kurt.
And Steve, correct me if I'm wrong there, but that would just be tacked on to property tax.
Correct.
Yeah, just so the listening public out there doesn't think that there's going to be another sales tax or anything
down
the way.
No, sir, I'm sorry.
So, yeah, it'll just be an increase in property tax.
In the mill rate,
okay.
Correct.
And again, we'll have to wait and see how the governor's budget proceeds. But your point's well taken, Mr. Manager. Back to the task at hand for discussion item. As of right now, it sounds like we've got at least four. Hopefully, Mayor Jensen can be there. So we'll go with Wednesday the 17th, 6 p.m. All right. Brings that on to 19-120. I'll pull that up. Assemblymember Mucci requests discussion of the job description for the emergency medical services coordinator / firefighter position. Jeff, you want to lead us out?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I also want to thank the Assembly for leaving us on the agenda. It's been a struggle to get it on there as a discussion item. You know, I'm just trying to sort out if this job description is kind of looking, is the description of what we're looking for, what the Assembly is looking for, in this position. This is not a new position. This is a position that hasn't been filled for many years. And for folks who haven't spent a lot of time up at the fire hall within the EMS program and the firefighters, there's kind of a crisis going on up there with making a couple of our personnel work a lot of hours, and I think we need to have some help up there. I mean, it all sounds real good that, you know, you don't want to hire somebody, but if you call the ambulance and they're taking longer to get to your house because they don't have enough people to respond to your dwelling to help you out in a time of need. I mean, I see the need up at the fire hall, and I just wanted to know if this description is something that the Assembly could live with. I mean, I'm not saying go out and hire this person now, but just the job description is something that Sandy has been working pretty hard to kind of put it all together, and I think just staff is kind of looking for some direction at this point, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Jeff. Anyone else want to comment on that? I'll jump in on that one. Oh, go ahead, Taylor. I'll wait.
Okay. I see it as Sandy needs some help up there. I mean, she's swamped. I don't know if you – I mean, I would hope you've been to her office and see what it looks like. There's papers everywhere, man. I'm also – I mean, I don't know what we're discussing here, really. I know that we're going to have some huge cuts coming down, and I would love for her to have some help and have somebody there that is maybe just like the training officer type person. I'm just concerned that there's going to be no money for it. She needs some help, and we can't afford it now.
Thanks, Taylor. What I was going to offer on that. I guess I'll speak directly to you on this, Member Mucci. Just from my own perspective, I like how this is written up. I think the wording is good. So in short, I think the job description is great for the emergency medical services technician and firefighter position. I appreciate Sandy and whoever else put work into getting that set up. Hopefully we can make it happen. Other discussion, if any? Okay. That brings us to 15382. Recognitions. Any assembly members could recognize anyone this evening?
Hey, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Member Mucci.
It's not really part of the discussion, but I was just wondering under communications if, and maybe you talked about it when I was trying to sort out my phone here, but is there any is there a will on the assembly to send a letter to the governor regarding his traveling roadshow budget presentation that he's going to be giving to the interior, to invite them to at least do the same thing to several communities, including Petersburg, so Southeast communities can see the same presentation that they're giving in other places around Alaska.
I don't think it's been discussed at any assembly level yet, unless I've missed something, have we, Kurt Thompson?
Go right ahead,
Steve. No worries.
I can't think of a way that the assembly can approve a letter. It's not on the agenda, and I clearly don't have a letter for you. But what Assemblymember Mucci is speaking to, if you haven't seen your email, is the governor's announced a roadshow to talk about his budget. He's not coming to Southeast.
Nope, he's not.
Zero. It's Nome, Kenai, Anchorage,
Fairbanks. I saw that on there.
And I think one of, but he's not coming, even he's not even doing it in Juneau. So anyway, we'll talk to our legislators, you know, which we can do, encourage them if they have some input to the governor. I would encourage citizens of Petersburg as well as individual assembly members to, you know, maybe write letters or emails to the governor, ask him to be helpful if he comes to Southeast to give us what his feelings, thoughts are. But currently, we're not on the list.
Totally. And any assembly member could request that as an action item for the April 1st meeting, which I will probably just do myself. We'll put that on there, Clerk Thompson.
Okay.
some sort of letter requesting that. Did I answer your...
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. He was probably going to do it when he came to Petersburg for a little Norway, so I might have missed that.
Very well may have, Member Mucci. Thank you. And we'll get that on the next agenda. Any other any recognitions from assembly members? In that case, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Moved by Member Merle, second by Member Olhuter. Meeting's adjourned.
Waiting on you.
Hold on.
Waiting on you.